The University of Michigan has opened the season with three straight home football games. Before and during the games, the stretch of Main Street in front of Michigan Stadium has been closed to address security concerns. City Council approved the new policy this summer, despite some complaints from neighbors over a similar closure 2 years ago for a single game. Police Chief John Cito says they've slightly tweaked the closures and signs from the first game to the latter games to help improve traffic flow. Cito says they've also looked at concerns raised by some homeowners just west of Main Street.
Some of the residents that may live right off of Main Street, you know, that felt that their number of parkers there on the residential line was impacted by the closure, that may be the case. And we have to look at it a little further to see what other factors there may be, you know, the game time and start time. But once again, we will continue to do the best we can with the closure to try to, impact those residents as minimally as possible.
Cito says his report to council is only preliminary because of limitations on the number of people he's been able to talk with so far this season. He says anyone with concerns and other comments should come to the public meeting next Tuesday at Pioneer High School to share them with the police department. U of M doesn't play another home game until October 5th. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.